An international team of scientists hasn't been able to determine the cause of an illness afflicting seals and walruses in Canada, Russia, and Alaska. And now, the mysterious outbreak may be over. KNBA's Jacqueline Estes has the story.
In 2011, hunters in Alaskan coastal communities reported they were seeing seals that were behaving strangely. They were lethargic. They didn't flee as usual when a human being approached. Some had sores on their faces and around their flippers. Autopsies showed lesions on internal organs as well. An unknown number died. Albert Simon is the natural resources director for the native village of Paimute, which works with agencies to monitor marine mammals. He says training and decades of experience have made him a good observer.
You could say I have a PhD or a master's degree in subsistence hunting, you know, because of my dad and my grandfather and my uncles. And if I see something that doesn't look good or it's look abnormal, you know, I wouldn't take it home.
Simon says about half of the people in Hooper Bay, where he lives, rely on seal as a food source, but he says he's not the only one leery of eating diseased animals.
It's just alarming. I mean, we're really concerned about him, so we're just wondering what's really going on with him.
Rafaela Stimmelmeyer is a wildlife veterinarian and research biologist with the North Slope Borough's Wildlife Management Department, which was named the on-site coordinator for the disease investigation. She says sick seals were cropping up in Russia and Canada, as well as Alaska, so a large multinational task force was formed. She says it includes hunters, elders, biologists, specialists in viral and bacterial disease, oceanographers, and toxicologists.
It is a huge transboundary disease investigation that was truly linking, you know, native marine mammal co-management organization with hunting communities on the Chukotkan side, linking it with the entire coastal communities off the Alaska state, as well as moving over to the Northwest Territories. So we had a field response that was coordinated between all the agencies that have to do with marine mammals. We even looked as far as Japan.
Stimmelmeyer says scientists were able to rule out certain viruses, then hit a dead end.
Unfortunately, even after now close to 15 months of investigation, we have not been able to pin down a definitive cause for this disease problem.
Stimmelmeyer says scientists are continuing their research to find the underlying cause of the disease, but she says they may never find a definitive answer. She says there may be a number of factors in the environment stressing the animals, such as the lack of sea ice where marine mammals hunt and give birth, the longer distances animals have to swim to reach the ice, warmer water temperatures that affect metabolism, or a decreased food supply. In any event, she says the outbreak may be over.
2012, very, very few cases, no new fulminant cases, meaning that we never saw the classic presentation of hauling out of animals with respiratory sickness and with flipper or facial lesions, and very, very few strandings. So preliminary analysis for us says that 2011 that's when the unusual mortality event occurred. It does not appear that it extended into 2012.
Federal and state agencies ask hunters and others who come into contact with marine mammals to report any sick animals and to talk with agencies about sending them any carcasses. Stimmelmeyer and Simon are two of about 1,000 people attending the Alaska Marine Science Symposium underway at the Captain Cook Hotel in Anchorage. It continues through Friday. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.